others say, the Shulchan Aruch holds both shitas, that maybe it's also Bishom Oel. That's quoted, that it's Shin Aleph Sif Mem. It's quoted that it's also Bishom Oel. So you can't, if you be careful, kind of hack you with. So now let's open up the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says about this Indian of Oel Aruch. Not so simple. Quoted the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, we want to see what it says. Let's open up for a second. Simon Shin Aleph Sif Mem on the Mar Mekemis. Others say the Shulchan Aruch quotes both shitas. So maybe it's also Bishom Oel. That's quoted. That it's Shin Aleph Sif Mem. It's quoted that it's also Bishom Oel. So you can't, if you be careful, kind of hack you with. So now let's open up the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says about this Indian of Oel Aruch. Not so simple.
Let's quote
the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, we want to see what it says. Let's open up for a second. Simon Shin Aleph Sif Mem on the Mar Mekemis. See what it says there. Kol Vashum Bespashe Bahalan Rosh of Tefach. Also, Anicha Barosh, I feel a bias. Mishum Oel. Mishum Oel. Ah, Shem Shayach Oel below the Panis, says the Mishnah Berurah Kufin and Beis. The Kralik of Chosh of Oel Aroy, the Osim of the Rabbona. Kevin Shanasa Asofa Leos Tzel, Lahogen Ipnei Hashemesh. So in those days, everyone quotes from the Magen Avraham, was quoted from the Rosh. And basically from Atosis. That the reason why the water house is to protect it from the sun, and therefore it is prohibited. So here it is made of the Shem Tzel, I'm saying. Not that probably should be mutter. Take a look at the Sharatin. And Simon Shin Tez Vos Siv Chotin Chothei. There, the Mishnah Berurah said, Atanda Ba'ol Aroi Kazeh She'eno Miskavin Vasiyosu L'Shem Ol Shetachto. El the Tashmash Acher Al Gaba Milamala, Takum Mela Nasa Kamo Olamata, Lo Ostru Elak Shaosa Gaba Tchitis Tachta. Avatos, Islam and Rav, the Russian Beitza. It was not Ben Beitza for the sake of protection. So the Mishnah Sharatik was Mogan Rav Hashem Harosh. Zer Achilik Mimak Tzelas Asof Siv Beit, the Kanasa Ol Mimela, the Shom Shavan also the Tzel. Brackets. This is, you should look at Shittaz Rav Sukkot and Chafei in the Sharatik. The Beit the Barash. You don't have Mishnah Berurah? It's a shortage? There should be some more around. Alright. Beit the Barash. Nizkar Otan. The horses will be in Choshuv, as I read to you before from the Russian Beit. So the Sharatia, no. The Rav and the Milsuk Sama. But it's at the time of not made the Shem Tzel is sufficient. We see from the case of the Koban, Shin Aleph, Sif Mem. Fine. That's what the Misharatian said. Let's take a look at Rabbi Osei, one more Gemara on Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Then we'll go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. What does the Gemara say? The third line. Hagud Vamishameres Kila Kisei galen lo yasem and also potter of a loss. Ole keva lo yasem and also chayav chattis. Abo mita be kisei vitrasko. Kisei trasko. Va asla mutu lo gnosu mentosu lo chatskilo. What's a kisei trasko? So Rashi explains. It's a kind of a chair which is basically made from before Shabbos. And the basic structure is there. It's just that it's not spread out. You spread it out, so you're not creating a new olam, you're just spreading out an old olam. The postman said this is they had to buy a baby carriage. Baby carriage is a serious problem. You have a roof over the baby carriage. You need to serve oel, because it's an oel royal, the shame tail to protect the baby from the sun, from the rain. So the postman say, if it's one of those covers is on a hinge, it's already attached on a hill, like an elbow kind of a hinge, right? Joint. Good. Possible fence mutter on the ground that is an Oel Aroi, and it's an Oel Aroi which is a Kisei Trasko. which according to the role of poskim is permissible, even l'shem tzeil.
You wouldn't have to open
a little bit. When they have to open up a little bit, but they have to have to step as alo ala roi, if there's no joint.
What accordion?
What accordion?
No,
you flip the thing up or you flip it down more, pull it in. In fact, just goes over the knee. That would be no good. You'd have to probably have to leave it open. Not a kind of a joint thing.
And the possible go further than that. There's a hefet known as Mosifin Alo Alaroi. So the post can say, if you have a baby, and the baby has this kind of a carriage, you left it up the roof, then the bugs come. You want to take some kind of netting and put it on top of the carriage, in the front of the carriage, and cover the baby, cover the carriage completely. Even that's what. Why? It's called Mosifin Alo Alaroi. Either Alaroi wasn't there before Shabbos, or the potential was there. It's considered as if it were there.
It's a door.
What door?
It's the same principle. It's a door. It's mechuber to the what's going to be the oil.
Maybe. So that's the answer. Okay, that's the answer. That's a very important fact to know. That for baby carriage is very, very significant. I told you, it's mutter for baby carriage in case it is basically the system is there for the Lord Shabbos. All it's missing is like taking a hinge and having it go out. For this reason, I'll tell you a secret. Don't quote me. Umbrellas should be moved. Our umbrellas, it's already all there. It press a button, goes, and it just comes up. The Shemir Shabbos when he asks umbrellas is a very interesting expression. Geder Godru Gedole Adoros. Sounds like some kind of tongue twister. Geder Godru Gedole Adoros. I said again, not to use an umbrella on Shabbos. So the Iko there should be mutter. Why should it be mutter? It's an Oala roi with a head of Kisei Trasko, because it's basically made from the pool. And even though it's a sham tzeil, it's called the roll poskim, it's mutter anyway.
What's the difference between that and a hat?
That and a hat?
Yeah, a hat that's got more than a tefach prin.
Yeah.
What's the difference? The hat was a hat before Shabbos, presumably.
Why does the hat have a head of Kisei Trasko in this? What's Kisei Trasko? You have some kind of a system. Something which is basically there, you just have to press a button or pull out a hinge. Comes to the hat, you don't have to do that. Hat's there, and it's just the hat's right now in the hat case. I just turn it upside down, I put it on my head, voila! Protects my head from the sun. That's it, like Kisei Trasko.
The person must be part of the hat.
I think Kisei Trasko, there has to be some system or other which is there before Shabbos. I don't know, this doesn't just mean a covering. So everything's there. All is going to be Kisei Trasko. Some kind of a system is built in. What's a system? Like an umbrella is already a system, or a baby carriage cover is a system. Is there things on hinges? That's the cool of Shabbat.
How can an umbrella be better? Yeah. I understand opening the umbrella has been in terms of creating the umbrella. But being the umbrella, and you open it and putting it on top of yourself, shouldn't be worse than taking a hat and putting it on top of yourself.
That's along the lines I'm saying.
Well, then now you can open the umbrella, but when you're done, you can't put it on top of yourself.
No, but the answer is that since, as I understand it, since the Kisei Trasko system was already made from before Shabbos, right? So therefore it's something which is already, if we consider it that the umbrella is already up before Shabbos. You have a different time. Even if I made the umbrella, I opened the umbrella before Shabbos. It's open completely. I still can't carry it, I'm going to put it on top of my head. Let's see in a sec.
I could put it on top
of
my head. No. Yeah, you can open the umbrella. You can't use it.
So the answer has to be, I have to think about why it's so. The hard answer is, as I said before, the Kisei Trasko had to only apply if something was done from before Shabbos. There's already a system with a hinge, with a detachment. Now the interesting part of it is...
So an umbrella would be also if you opened it before Shabbos. Because the system has become superfluous. It's open already. It's open before Shabbos, it becomes also on Shabbos. It's closed before Shabbos, it's mutter on Shabbos.
Obviously that can't be.
Right.
So the question is, why is this... It's a good question.
The answer is because the umbrella has a... The whole oil is already there. If a person has a hat, they create the oil and put the hat on it and it holds the oil. So by an umbrella, even though the oil is already there, it happens to be on its side. But the whole oil is already there in one piece. Wow. If somebody had an umbrella, I mean, had a stroller, the stroller was knocked over before Shabbos, they'd probably be allowed to pick the umbrella up the stroller and lift it up.
Right.
Because the whole oil is there, the bottom of the oil is there, and the top of the oil is there.
Sounds good.
The person is a part of the oil becomes a hat.
That doesn't look anything but overhead.
We're extending
the Torah. There are the Kesel says, Shulchan, it maintains that the heter of Kisei Trasim does not apply to Shem Tzel. Yeah, but it's against the Mishnah and the Chazanish, and all the other apostles say it does.
There's no indication.
I'm not arguing with you. You're right. This your question would add some measure of proof to that opinion. But the mice are most possible in Omega. So that's why I have to give you another definition, but not so clear. Good point. Okay. What's up there that's good? What's the good story? What is good? What does the word good mean? The big machalot doesn't show what the word means. So Rashi says how good, so the third narrow line of Kufam Hesman. What is how good? Who are shall behema tougher who peed rakamo dieshlo shnotzim for over rakam and malam also yain of chala the lachmosh and tokin shem ahalem lalun the shulchan also who peed patuach agabe yisedos for ruach overes mitachlo and mitzdanech lo yiskakal a yain habi doma lo all the achash and nimta. In other words, they have to kind of a way to keep the wine cool. They have this, huge canteen, I don't say it better, but they put the wine in, and they would put it in the shape, I guess, and the cold, and the air would come underneath it, and it'd be surrounded by air on all sides, and it'd keep it cool to some extent. Okay? So this, we say, should not be done on Shabbos. This was called the Easter of a good. Fine. Let's turn to the Ran on this time. The Ran at the beginning of the second, of the 20th parak. Is Nun Vav Amud Beis. That way around. The Kasev Atosis, the third line on the page. The Klala de Milsa, the Vinyan of Holland, the Lo Mitzvah Shemaol, Ala Hecha, the Islay, Mechitzis, Melamata, right? So we saw this already before, you need Mechitzis on the bottom. But then he had the phrase, U'mishtamesh ba'avir shetachla. And you're using the air underneath. Avo sidur ha'shulchan, shenos b'sham sasol. Shuyesh lem raglayim dakim, like our tables, the only four little legs in the corners. V'ochan ha'nes ha'shulchan, lo miku mechitza. Right? It's missing that condition of a mechitza. Iksharaj mezal, the good mi'adil and mechitzas rechavas gemuras, fa'alo ain't personal, so alal k'tendesin. Hey, the Rashi is against our Gemara. The Gemara asks in the case of good, even though it's only being held up on four little poles in the corners. When we come up on Kosafuza al the Rashba, the priestess has shulchan efshe v'shehi muteres. Why? Why is it different than good? V'pnei she'ein mishtamesh ba'aver she'tachta. You're not using the air underneath the table. Mash'enkin v'mita. Shemishtamishim ba'aver she'tachveha v'nesina sandalim v'chayotu. To keep the shoes under the bed. To keep your shoes under the bed, it's like, good, you want the air to come underneath the canteen, the people want cold. Whatever you want to use, what's up, the air underneath it, the space underneath it, then it's prohibited. But when you don't want that, then it's permissible. This is what the Rashi says. How the Rashi says. So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch now. See how we pass on the halach. Shiv Simen Shin Ted Lo Siv Gimel. Anyone else? Is enough to go around? Ever ask? Yeah, but no? You have? Get one more Mr. Brewer. Let it happen. You'll be fine, I agree. Get on one. Thank you. Simon Shintaj Vox is Gimel. Okay, Mita Shemavidin also Lania Karaglayan Tila. Laniach alayim akrushim. Eliyosef akrushim tefillah ba'avir v'chakach ha'raglayim kafein. That's the Gemara Beitza. And our Gemara over here, but you can't hold, you can't build it in a normal fashion. V'hani yinik sh'raglayim yankatim l'chuborim k'mon l'stefanei ha'teva. Aber raglayim shol mitl shalonu. The legs of our beds, what do you mean raglayim of mitl shalonu? What does that mean, Mito Shalom? I mean, that's simply just a little four little things in the corner. The Chen Ragle HaShulchan Muta B'chol Gavin, says Mishnah Ruhl Wines, Kot Kot Gimel, the Ragle HaShulchan, Mito Shalom, Ein la mechitzes. There's no mechitzes, it's mutter, that's the cloud. There's no mechitzes, it's mutter. Fine. Says the Diyama. Dima las pomitos. The data rajva, b'chein ma'asha maskona saran, with the shakuri. Dim tzorek la'abra shetakta l'shtamesh, oster afilu b'lo mechitzes. And the big arrive, good. And therefore he says, Mikla Shalom was also, why? The Mishtanesh Ba'adiru Ba'anochas Min Alayim V'chayom say, well, you put the shoes under the bed. So the Chava seems to be against, what is it, isn't that? Oh, okay. Because the Chava seems to be going with our Tosa Shita, and the Bialoch is close to Rana, and they were told, she's a different opinion, a different view. Do? Will the Chava do this? They have a very cryptic remark to the other hands. The Halacha says, and he brings a riot from good, etc., to the Shulchan, according to the Shulchan Aruch, one. I guess it's a something. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to say it's called Tama Achlina Yesh Bazeh. There's another reason. I'll tell you what the other reason is. Cryptic the Halacha. What John doesn't say what it is? So the real truth is, eminent the real truth? Who said that the father learned good the way Rashi did? If you look at Sif Yud Beis, and this is a very difficult simon. If you look at Shin Tetzvav, Sif Yud Beis, there the Mechaber says, I note that Parochis Mechayotu Atsarachis Rosh Vayashal, the Shasha noted. Where did he get it from? Bear Agola Ostani, Lashna Ramasham, the Tikha Rusha hard is good Bishabasham. So the Khabar spoke to Ramah was good, not the good of the canteen with the wind blowing and eating the whole story. No. We're talking about a case of a parochus, making a kind of a mechitza. Because the mechitza has both height and has width, you have running into a problem of oh. It's the chlala problem. It's the chlala problem. Because the simple reading of the Bechaber, Sif Yud Beis, and all these five Sifim in a row, Cheskel Yud Beis, go according to the Rambam, and the Rambam happens to hold that there existed Easter building a Mechitza Aroyas on Shabbos. You would be familiar, you may look at school, in Sif Aleph and the Bechaber, he says not that way. The Bechaber says all Aroyas also. But Mechitza Aroyas is looking at, that's what? Who knows? A Mechitza on our parents. There will be part of a Sukkah, part of an Eruv, for other reasons why it's not there. Then it's going to be us. The time that they get a Mechitza Aroyas, the Bechaber, Sif Aleph, passes, then it's Mupin. And the Mechaber in Sif Ches, Uyeh Beis, in five subsequent Sifin, in the same Simin, seems to be working with an assumption that in fact it's awesome. Mishnah Brura makes a cryptic remark, implying this is the problem. Take a look over here. In the third line of Mishnah Brura, in 248, he says, La Rambam Ba'alach Azu holds that even a Mechitza Aroyes is awesome. So the Shara Tzi and Mem Zayin. She came call us even a little chess, you and your out your base, it was lush in the Ramba. And it comes to the rock here and I put flam chess. It's quoting from Rabbeinu Hananel. Yeah. Aye, it's very difficult. The magnificent explain the Ramba based upon Rashi. Ain OLS Ella also ain God. Shall the fees there be bad and what the apple of Putin? What can we do? We can take the magnificent from Shuto. We take the Ramba from Shuto. The magnificent star here. Maybe that's only a no pair. Can I hear it? The steer between Sif Aleph and Sif Ches to your base is a Mechitza Aroyes Mutter Menat. The Chariti Emel has a discussion. The Chariti Emel has a discussion. Obliquely, the Magad Mishkan and Pshat and the Rambam are there. Rashi is Shver. At least it's not a steer. The Mechab is also himself. It's a Fala because of Rashi. That an Ola Mechitza Aroyes Mutter. And it's a Ches to your base. Look at the Rambam. The Mechitza Aroyes does. The Lost I saw the discussion between this Chariti Emel has it this way. The Magnificent has no right to project Rashi upon the Ramah. But I'm asking the most powerful form, Steven the Mechad. Didn't see his Kasha printed anyway, so it's so obvious to me. Don't know. So the Chazanish is bottled of this Kasha. Why is it good us, or according to the Sheikh, that Ramah, Rashi, what's the issue? Get what a new issue. Great new issue, the Chazanish. It's called Me Too Out. What does Me Too Out mean? What can that mean? Stretching, right? Taught. To pull something taught is an independent prohibition. Even without any mechitzas.
So like the Chazon Ish, based upon the Gemara, the Kufan of Kesem, the base, and Fela Shabbos. Okay. The Bir Alach, which you made reference to earlier, brings a Raya of Kula, the last of Mitos, brings a Raya of Kula, that a Mechitza Aroya, that all Aroya is Mutter, no, he didn't build Mechitzas, Lamala Lamata Mutter. Hi, Medruta, we saw before, the Rosh Bodhi, one base, another base, the base, the last line, Milamata Lamala Mutter, you let it go your way down. Now, it is going to be an issue of a top right any mechitzas. What would it to drill down? If there's no issue, that's a good mechitzas to stand. The issue is mechitzas followed by a root. If you switch the order around, then it's good. But if the issue is just the root, even at the root whatsoever, how in the world could it going to help you to go to the top on down? And then you put the top, it goes from immediately. That's the gross right. That's the gross right. The cash against the Raj. Comes Kaddish, it's not the right. When you're holding something in your hand, not that you put something like, what's the closest case over here? You put a pot on top of a pre-existing wall. You're not holding it, you let go, you walk away, it's still there. That's the potential issue of all. Whenever it's holding, being held up in your hand, you're pushing, holding it with your own hand. If you let go, it's falling on the floor, that's never considered to be an issue of all in the first place. It's no issue whatsoever.
Even the shame
itself. Even the shame itself.
That's the
ring. Oh, it means it right, let me give on a base. Let me give on, take a look.
That's also the hat.
The hat, an independent. It was resting on your head, but there's some independent. The hard hat. It's, you know, the grip is hard. As opposed to the raincoat, which is soft, it's falls on the floor. Would could stand up or anything. That's a difference. It's a subtle difference. But I was in Caribbean Avenue. Now quite a few years ago. So it was once in those terrible Friday night rains. A brother to Friday night. Then it rained Friday night. Tremendous brother. My father only was. I was in one of Rebbeim's houses. I had to get back to the base medrash. And you know, the rain's going to straw. Winter night. My raincoat. I put it over my head. So the Rebbe said, I can't do that on Shabbos. I felt terrible. I wasn't in Machal Shabbos. So I found the Chazon Ish said, it's had to come. Close to Gemara.
Hold on.
What's the Gemara? You know, so the Dhamma knows the Gemara, right? What's the Gemara there? You take a case of a Machzelis, and you're holding something from the side, you want to move it to you. So you sit there until you get hot, and then you put it over you, and you hold a harama there to put a covering over you for one guy, because he's hot, and over another guy, because he's hot. So you turn around, and you have a whole system which is protecting the base, and be disgraced, and then it's in the hot sun. How do you get started? How do you put anything over you? I mean, at least all of you in the first place. And if you see me on the push of the mark, if you're holding something over your hand, there's no issue of OL whatsoever. Therefore, my raincoat, as we have before, it's over hat. I'm explaining to you. I think the answer is the hat has a hard rim. And therefore, this
issue is not the hat. If you have that hard rim,
the thing is sticking out. This 3.6 inch rim. I haven't heard of something, but I know 2.6 already exists. So I'm sure the circle's already up to 3.6. That's already a step, huh? Women's hat. That's right, women's hat. That's right, women's hat. Yeah. So there is an independent hard rim, which is a potential prohibition. Here, it's a Tarenko, it's pulled out. So the shrish,
I help you there, the rim can be on the floor.
True, that's the rim. I can also put the rim on the table and have it stick out to protect the tether going past the table. Right. Walk away and it's going to work. It can't be out of the Tarenko. Walk on the floor.
Yeah, so if you did that, that would be awesome. But you're not. You're putting it on your head.
No, so now it's sticking out past your head. I arranged to have this thing independently standing out because my head is like a table. I'm not holding up the grid. It's a hard piece of felt. It's hard felt. Hey, look at that. If I had a grid which was made from soft, pliable, just like I have these tools, no? And I stick it over my head and I'm holding it, and it's really, there's no substance whatsoever. I hold it with my hand, got me
looking. Still, what's holding the head up in the air is your head.
No. The head is the place where the head is the location where the hat is being placed. But the ability to stick out the tefach is intrinsic to the habit of it. If you stick out a tefach over the table, over the chair, that's a different. That's a good part to say. But the Shmir Shabbos Kilfasa, he quotes that the Ketot HaShulchan Akhzit, the parents of Dalit, the Arach HaFaf, the last line of my press, but the Ketot HaShulchan is wrong. He says, the only time it's put to the end of the Sugadat Mem Gimel is a special heter of Tzah. You put yourself into a hot situation in the sun. If you're a Mokum Tzah, it's winter. And he quotes from the Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe is in the Shin Yud Aleph, Shin Yud Aleph. He's saying, according to the Tur. Now, he's saying a special dispensation of Tzah Rakhai. Otherwise, we can't Tzah Rakhai. Tzah Rakhai, Tzah Rakhai. Otherwise, it would be prohibited. Chorai against the Chazanish. Yes. Alice? You go like this, you put on the water. Doesn't stick out. The Shemira Shabbos is good. The Shemira Shabbos writes that he thinks that if it's done for, so the Shulman said, if it's done for honorific purposes only, not to protect you, to be with the, for example, Bussin, gracious, what do they do? Every all shuls in the world, they take a big talus and they hold it over the bima. Do the Kundal Talmud, if you understand, the Kundal Talmud, the Shulman should be also, the end is to cover the out. Because he said, even if you hold it open, it's in the hand. The cover of the alma. The Zerb Zayber did the same for Shemir Shabbos. Not Kamino Lee. They used to, lay, I don't think they still do it nowadays, lay in it by the coastal Nairobi. They have Rosh Chodesh still by the coastal Nairobi? Not the people who was biblical with all inside? Who was all inside, right? That's the outside?
They
But it used to be in the old year, put out the inside. You're probably too young to remember that, put out the inside. I remember it. So you put outdoors, and if it rained, it rained. Now the rain, they go inside, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
right. Well, in the old days, they would rain it, let the water go. They take a talus, hold it over the bima, to protect the Sefer Torah from the rain. So the Lord right, before the Chazanish is with it, before it's from the Shulchan, that's the example he gives, not our great example. Oh, all right, if the head of the cover of the arm is correct, if it exists, I haven't heard it before, if that's the correct head, then it should be almost even if it's, you put it in on, for example, floor class, make a chuppah on Shabbos. And then it should stay there, should also be looked at the nature of the head, it should emerge. Kol Ponim, it looked to me that the Lashon of Tzar is not that, here in Aph Mem Gimel. I look at the Torah. The Torah said it's Mutal Tzor HaTzar. Yeah. So we're saying that the mitalocha of the tzarachai, didn't say tzarachai, the tzarachai, trying to mean, is a special issue to make it all the tzarachai base. It's a cloud on Shabbos, that's what we'll do any of the tzarachai base. They make a special prohibition on the tzarachai base. Take a look even there in the Mishnah Brura, we quote from him, tzarachai base, Shin Yud Aleph. Then the Mishnah Brura writes, if the person Yud says, what's the purpose over here? In Cain, if you won't do it this way, the Anika Yosha also the Tzorek HaMeis, the also lasts all over the Tzorek HaMeis. Okay, it's a separate issue of the Tzorek HaMeis. That is a separate heaven of Tzaha. That's critical. The Mishnah Brewer is also seems to be making on the show, the way he quotes it. It's an Akhlopis, and maybe the Alter Rebbe disagrees. It's supposed to show the Rababacha. That's not the Rababacha. So therefore, he goes to the Alter Rebbe, and we go, we're not Rababachas. So therefore, we go to the Psalm of the Mishnah Brewer, and we're going to find a Hazard. When I put up my raincoat, and I thought, rain for my eyes, I knew it was a lavash. Why? Because it was a lavash. I'm being said that was also a lavash. It's a heap of lavash. No, no.
The raincoat.
No, they say it's possible, because they don't have this happen. Oh, well, you hold it up in the hand. Some of the fish are going to have to do that. Let's take a look at both things. Shimon Arnav, Sif Zayin. Shim Tezrat, Sif Zayin. Nah, that's what the Shimon. No, that's what both sides. Did our posts and Shabbos have to about needing the air underneath? No, they only have one criteria. If you are putting up a wall and a roof, it's prohibited. If the wall is left before Shabbos, it's permissive. That's what I said. Shulchan Aruch did not. Would the law, yeah, stay there, Efer Nikan. Efer Nikan, the Efer Aramen. Don't you know the Chach? Does the Ramon explain it? Hello, the ain't sorry for Avisha Takte. Who said so? So, the Ryan made sure it's so. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Ryan doesn't say. Tulsa's Rock. What was Tulsa's Rock? Tulsa's Rock was. It all depends on whether you put up the tool at the top, it's not allowed. But the tool is there before Shabbos, then it is allowed. Okay? Now the Ran doesn't say anything about the Mechitzas on Shabbos. According to the Ran, it would appear that as long as there are Mechitzas, and you're using the Avi underneath the Mechitzas, it's awesome. And if there are no Mechitzas, it's Mutter, even the Shem Tzeil. The Ran doesn't mention anything about the Shem Tzeil. Right? So the question, how are we going to pass on Allah? As far as people didn't have a concern, the Shemana was passing in Sid Gimel, and we saw, I can show you another Sharasim, you can, here, in the cousin Mem Aleph. Because Naka couldn't even know what I was. Sharasim and Papala. If I like the pieces to ruin the car with that muscle, okay? Then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. You reject an opinion which maintains a distinction between two machines and four machines. You know all that. So the halacha reminds us of another passage in the passages, like our toast up out of the day. Just repeating it. If you put up some machines and you put up a wall on top, then it doesn't. Even if you don't want to move the bottom wall, that's not what it is. So we got to start a place here. The Sarah Sea and the Bishop Ruiz and the Father Sanders and the Sanders are the Avenue.
saying we put the Shulchan Aruch does pass in the halacha like the Hatter does. And the Rosh in Beisa says, hey, we should say, so we did see about Shabbat Hamad, if we all the law of the now, I read the law of the Kisses, all the Kisses whatsoever. That's what we interpret the Rosh meant, the law of the Kisses, and he didn't see the Kisses before that. What did he do? What did he do? Look at the Hatter. What did he do? What did he do? What did he do? What's the case over there in Arabic today? I put another one. You're right. I've got it right. Most of the Rosh over here.
He talks about this kasha. How can Tosin Eirvin say what they said? It's again from the Furusha Gemara. He gives a tense. It's somewhat complicated. You want to look it up? It's page Kuf Tzadi Dalet in the Igros Moshe. First kasha. It's a little bit complicated, so I'm not going to go into it, but just so you know, he asked that kasha. Now, look, where's Shulchan Aruch? Where's Shulchan Aruch? Haven't you done it in Shulchan Aruch? If you don't mind, Simon Shin Yud Dalet Zibadet. You have a screw? You want to take a picture of Shulchan Aruch? Is it Aruch HaShulchan? You want? You have a Mishnah Berurah? Shin Yud Dalet Zefav. Love Mishnah Berurah Aruch HaShulchan? Yeah, also the same. It's basically the same thing. We're going to call him too. We have equal time. What's this, a Mishnah Berurah? We have a Mishnah Berurah here next week. Okay. Yeah? I'll go or something. Shini Dal Safav, it's a little bit unclear what the issue is. Ain Binyan Astir Bekalim. Okay. Vahani Mili שאין אשבין אין ממש כאן חוויס שנשברה ודיבק שרה בזפס יוכל לשוב וליקח משהו בסולחו ובאש לי עסקה ונדנק ונגב יופה שיהיה לך פסע פנקן עבר מסעק עדמונה אבל היא שלמה אוסר לשעברה אם אתה חוויס שלמה not a mustiga, you can't break it, but why not? Well, you say why not, don't look anywhere, don't look at Mr. Brewer, don't look at Malan Avram, don't look anywhere. Why can't you break it? No? No, I wouldn't say Stira. Stira is a Tosin Ehrman, but that's a very Shver. I would have said, also what? Zer Mishim what? Sheis Gavel asks you to make it to for Binyan. Yeah. What does the Malan Avram say? Does he say anything? No, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Zayin, Mitam Stira.
That makes sense with the first line.
What first line?
Binyan is good, okay?
Yeah.
So what's he talking about this, which is some sort of Elbik Zer, if he's talking about Binyan is good, okay?
Okay.
He starts off in Binyan the Steer of the Canaan, etc., etc. So what's he coming on to tell us about this Chavis right after that?
Because it's an Isa Binyan. That is a Steer. Ah, that's not Kasha. So you mentioned it. If you say it's Steer of the Canaan, you'll be right. So then Binyan the Steer of the Canaan. The answer, I believe, is how did Mishnah Berurah know that there's an Isir over here of Steer? You can't tell from the Mechaber. So could be got in Siv Zayin, I've also. Siv Zayin, please. Siv Zayin in the Mechaber. Kol Sama Shebekelim. We're getting more basic. Don Shida Teva Migdol Shakisi Shalom Kosher Shalom Bechevel Yochol Lehatiro Lechatcha Besakim O Lehatek Liyosa V'dafka Ken Kshiru Eschevel Kiyotam Abba Kol Sachas Shal Eitz Shal Matas Oso Lafkiya V'lishber V'lishaber. Look at this. The Bekelim Nami Shayach Binyan Gomor Ustira Gemura. So Mechava sounds like the same before. There exists a concept of Stira Gemura, the Bekelim. So you ask, why am I tripling so much for? What do I care if the Easter called the Mechava is Binyan or Stira? They're both us. It's a difference. Tremendous difference. That's what Moshe writes over there. If the Easter is the Easter Mishim Soser, then what's Pshat of Mustaki? How does Mustaki overcome the Easter of Soser? The answer is, it's so weak. It's so weak to begin, just hanging by a thread. It's already broken, and it's broken. So it's hanging by a thread, I bang it, I'm not really doing much. It's not an Easter of Stira. So therefore, the Moshe writes so beautifully. If the Easter of Stira, our cans, which are made from metal, and metal is very strong and powerful, so if you will take a can opener and open up the can, you are guilty of Stira Bekele. Because although it's a very temporary kind of a can to be thrown to the garbage, unless it's very strong, the can is very meant to withstand throwing around, and all kinds of things, very powerful. So if it's Mishim Stira, says Rav Moshe, you have to ask to open the cans, Mishim Stira. But if it is Shema Yasa Pesli, Shema Mishim Binyan, you're going to come and do a Binyan on a can. You're going to do a Binyan on a can. The can is the most disposable thing in the world. Though it's very powerful, it's also very disposable. That's why Moshe writes in that Shuvah. I think he's correct. If the Easter Mishim Stira, we have to ask her opening camp on Shabbos. If the Easter Mishim Binyan, we should be Matir. Because it's not going to look like Mustaki. Is it can like Mustaki or not? But Moshe writes depends upon whether you're talking from the perspective of Binyan or from the perspective of Stira. From the perspective of Binyan, we would say that it is like Mustaki because it's very disposable. From the perspective of Stira, I would say it's not like Mustaki. That's how I would say. That's what Moshe says. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chasam in Ha'orah Yud, Perek Tes Ha'orah Yud, quotes from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, no. Shlomo Zalman says that even from the perspective of Stira, you can be makel on cans and give them the status of Mustafi. Against Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, if you worry about Stira, it's a big problem. You can't do it. Only from the perspective of Binyan is it okay. And how come Shlomo Zalman says no? Even from the perspective of Stira, we still can treat a can like most of the wise. Rav Moshe of Shlomo Zalman was fully aware that a can is very powerful, it's very strong, it's very put together. See, the answer is like this. Look, as powerful as it may be, it's not considered to be a complete chashuv. Disposable. So Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to have the opinion that mustaki means that it's not considered significant.
either because it's hanging by a thread, or for some other reason. Have another reason why it's insignificant, namely, it's disposable. Someone throws it into the garbage. It's also sufficient. You may remember on Thursday, we mentioned the Chazanish. Chazanish is exactly everything backwards. According to Chazanish, a sealed can is not a kli. So it's not a kli, there's no way that you can use it when it goes there. It's not a kli. But the problem is, when you frying pan to the fire. True, you can't be guilty of sosa according to the Chazanish, because it wasn't a kli. But then fakir, when you open it up, you can be guilty of what? Bone. The Shemir Shabbos quotes this from the Chazanish. He quotes this from the Kula. He quotes from the Chazanish. Chazanish says that it's not considered a kli when it's sealed up. Kamsam Shkoyim Azamah says he's wrong. He's wrong. He says, So do also the Shabbos and the Rona, below Sosa, and he quotes right from the Tosas and Sukkah, Rafi Beis, and the Beis, Tfilin is considered a Kli, Tfilin is always sealed up, right? She's sealed up for life.
Different
question. What do you
mean by that? We're talking now about tables that have a base cable. That's just talking about the implements. The chair is all, the chair and the table are, the table is called the chute creates. That doesn't mean it's the same sort of tree that we're talking about.
No, but filling is the same as a tuna fish can. Forgive me for the somewhat gross comparison. What's the combination? What's the connection between the two of them? They both have something inside,
yeah,
which is held in safekeeping,
yeah,
right?
And sealed.
And sealed. It's filling is considered a cleat.
The same.
Zogir also the Shabbos is the Rabbona, below Sosa, and quotes right from the Tosin. Sukkah, Rafi Beis, and the Beis. Tefillin is considered a Kli. Tefillin is always sealed up. Right? She's sealed up for life.
Different
question. What do you
mean by that? We're talking now about chairs that have a base kibble. That's just talking about implements. The chair is all, the chair and the table are, table is called the chute creates. That doesn't mean it's the same sort of food that we're talking about.
No, but tefillin is the same as a tuna fish can. Forgive me for the somewhat gross comparison. What's the combination? What's the connection between the two of them? They both have something inside,
yeah,
which is held up for safekeeping,
yeah,
right?
And sealed.
And sealed. Tefillin is considered a kli.
The same type of food.
So therefore, closed tuna fish can, sealed tuna should also be considered a kli.
No.
That's what Shlomo Zalman said. Why do you not have with the table?
A table is also a
kli. Right, I understand.
A table, you don't open, you don't close it.
Right.
And it's straight.
That's not Kajna Chavinish. Chavinish says if you seal something up, it's no longer a kli. No seal, it's kli. It's a Kajna and Tefillin.
Yeah, we're talking about something that's a bowl or a can of tuna fish.
No, but the can.
That you want to get inside. Tefillin you want to keep closed.
Ah, you said this.
Tefillin
is considered a kli when it's sealed because there's never any reason to open it whatsoever. Tuna fish can, you want to ultimately open it, that's why it's considered a kli, only when you open it and when it's closed.
Right.
That's what you're telling me. Well, it's not fair. It's just a slow. Not fair. Not fair. Says Chazanish, therefore, according to his Mahal, if you open up a tuna fish can on Shabbos, you're guilty of a bone. And don't tell me, says Chazanish, you're going to throw it out, therefore it's nothing, you're not considered a bone. If most people preserve their tuna fish cans, what do they do with it? They put it in, they put nails in it. Do you remember? You're probably too young, so you're not alive in this. I remember some people who have the nails. You know, nails, a piece of bankings. The hammer, put a nail in the can. I never saw it in your life. You see it?
My father has jars of nails, jars of
nails. Yeah. Jars? I don't know. He doesn't. And he says, another thing, you got nails. You only eat half the can and keep the rest of the tuna fish in the can. Until Tuesday when it was decided to. Now, the can's not healthy these days. My clothes are possible. Now they say that you should take it out and put it into a Tupperware or something like that. Seems to me, my brother, as man I said, the Matthias has changed. Has an ish right, since people usually preserve the can for nails or for the half the tuna fish, even if you decide you want to throw the can out right away, it's butler diaper. So you just don't have to open the can and throw it right out and shout it a minute later. Butler diaper. And I say nowadays in 1996 it's exactly the reverse. 99% of cans are thrown out immediately. Immediately. And then it seems to me you can't just butler diaper, I'm going to throw out immediately. I'm calling the bad in the yard. We don't even nail it anymore. They usually don't keep it. They haven't put the fish there anymore, that's the general rule. Yeah, put them to the president. A bowl, a couple, right? It's chimes and shame. Since they were having it 50 years ago or more. What?
It's still been over there. I mean, this is all talking about it.
No, we're talking now about Easter of Bone and Quantum
Gazette. I thought we were talking about Easter of Bone as a Gazette. It's not an Easter of Bone if you're going to open it up and not keep it. That's the mashmaz of the Gemara. If you
your enemy is having
masos
clay. No. It's not wrong. Chazanish said it's not. The thought is, Chazanish, he's not going to want everybody else. But there it wasn't sealed up so tightly.
Right.
But if you can, it's sealed up so tightly. So it's ice clay, it's no longer a clay. So when I open it, when I can't help, I make it into a clay. And then he says, don't tell me it's enemy sky and cloud, like we kept talking last week, because most people keep it. It's mine as most people don't keep it. But it's enemy sky and cloud. We make it into a clay, which is just thrown into the garbage right away. Therefore, it seems to me that it should be mutter. Especially if you're going to throw it out right away. You can't be brought to a night, though. Now the most will throw it out right away. For sure.
The
I don't know. Gufa's Chav is not going to seal. Because the Chav is going to seal more than everybody else. Correct. But I would say that a tuna can is very highly sealed.
Then you could say soda water
with plastic. Maybe different. Chav is going to talk about soda water. Narabosa. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the Ora Koch, is a very famous trick. That's right. Like a hole in the bottom. I want out the tuna fish, so first I go to the bottom of the can, I puncture just one little hole. Then go to the top of the can and I go like this. He says, I made a hole on the bottom, this can is worthless, useless. So therefore I'm not in violation. He said, well, even for the chazanish, because it serves no function. I don't say that. For nails, it's quite good. I don't know what... I guess you realize we don't use nails anymore nowadays, but you may use, though, half the can. People are not going to keep half the can there if there's a hole in the bottom. This is the juice will leak out and it will be a mess. That's what the Shemesh Shabbat suggests in the Aura Chof.
When you hit the first hole in the bottom of the can.
But that's still not, that's not usable right now. Like, well, there's one little hole, it's nothing. Not usable. So, not neither here nor there.
So how is it, I don't understand, if it's going to be not usable, if it's not an opening, then why is it ruin the clay later? I mean, why is it not a clay when you open it then?
No. If I have tuna fish and I make a hole in the bottom this big, this one is one clutch of the can opener. Now it's completely, it's sealed up. It was sealed up before. It's not a usable clay now anymore. So I didn't make a clay. It's probably still ice clay, even though it has a hole in it. Then I open it at the top. It's again no clay because it's useless. So this trick to work. I think it's right. Only problem is, what about salsa? I'm still fulfilling my salsa shine.
You already said this about
salsa. Oh, so you write the parentheses in the footnote chaf, right? If you're the shame kli, then it's mustaki, right? If it's a shame kli on a kusa segura, so then only permissible to do it in a kind of a plea which you throw out right away. The Havalik and Mustaki said before. That's only what Shlomazam and Lashi tells us. That a plea which is being thrown out after one use is considered Mustaki, though it's very solid. Jolak of Moshe, that it's not considered to be Mustaki with respect to the Easter of Sosa. Then if there exists an Easter of Sosa, you have a big problem. And putting a hole in the bottom is not going to help. Right? That won't help. Tantra Moshe with another kula, a completely different kula. Take a look at Shemana Tziftes. This is where Moshe's main chiddush over here. Where Moshe's a tshuva with 10 anafim. Now, each anafim is a few pages. Okay? Where Moshe's biggest chiddush in the whole thing is the 9th anaf. Page Reish Aleph and Beis. There he makes a tremendous chiddush based upon Shulchan Aruch Shin Yud Aleph Tziftes. Double, what's your question? Sifches, chol solo shel tamara v'grobos imakisui kosher v'chevel mater v'solse shashos achevel v'chodeh v'afilu v'sakim v'afilu v'chushel chol solos. Why? Se chol zeh kemo sheshover agosin lo shkedim kedei lita la'opo shevahem. It's like cracking open a nut. What's this? Rav Moshe hold the chiddush gadol. If you take something which is wrapped around the food, and it's made for one-time use. It's only made to wrap around the food. We treat it as the shell of a nut. It's like a little basket. Well, I think it's like woven baskets, so like the lulav material. I think it's a wicker basket. You take a fruit and preserve it in the wicker basket. And then it's going to be cracked open and used on and thrown into the garbage. So we say that the wicker basket is considered bundle to the fruit. And cutting open the basket, with the basket, by cutting open the fruit. There's no Easter whatsoever. Said Rav Moshe, it's exactly the same thing by can. That's the breakthrough. The can, since they're only made for one use, for this tuna fish, so the can is bundled to the tuna fish. Here's another discussion about the can. It means riots from it was nicer of all things. You got the cats of nicer. If you have money, you're supposed to use the money to spend on wine. So you can spend it on the barrel too. Because the barrel is considered secondary to the wine. Okay? The question how far that goes, that's what Moshe's kiddush. The truth is, I found in the Sudoran, the Marabaka with the first one, Marabaka, the Sudoran, the quote Kiddush Iran, an hour down, there's a big kiddush. He says, Shoulder, Adam, as a chavis, the Havalek chavis, Keklipe, Egoz, and the Rimonish.
the same two spells of Moshe. Rav Moshe limited it to a case of what? Something which is used only one time. It's used only one time if you consider it as the shell of a pomegranate. Right. Comes the Chiddush Aranus is beyond that. Even if it's used many times, we're going to still consider it as being secondary to its present contents. If the contents will later on be removed and refilled, etc., no matter. It's only bubbled to that those contents later on. But Ritor Moshe is unbelievably great Kiddush. Guess what? The Suda Aranus is a much bigger Kiddush. It's considered to be like Kleeberg Olds every moment, not only in the case of one-time use, even in the case of many-time use. The bigger Kiddush is the quote Chiddush Aranus. I'm sorry. You include everything. Well, that's what the Ran says. Show their other mesachavis. Why? For this reason. That's exactly why it's put there. Because the chavis is considered like a nutshell. That's your again. It's only us to shemli aser. You're going to make a kli up there. It's only exhale. There's nothing intrinsically wrong. There's always a steer here. Why? Not because they ain't steer the cable. It's because this is not considered right now a kli at all. It's considered secondary to its present contents. And therefore, there's no easy steer whatsoever. That's how the Chiddushei Aranus says pshat. That's the case for both sides. I'd like to suggest that the Mechaber holds like road posting against the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah thinks pshat of Mechaber and Sif Aleph. It's also why, also the Shabbat Mishnah steer. Right? We brought a riot that the Mishnah Berurah was back from Sif Zayin, where the Mechaber said what? Yesh steer Gemurah, the Caliph. Right? Alright? And I want to suggest now, no. Enochinari. Maybe the Stira Gemurah, the Caliph. Maybe yes. That's only in a situation where it's not referring to a Chavis Malaya. We're not discussing Chavis Malaya over there. And therefore you can't consider it to be what? Like Klipe Yagoza. But in Sif Aleph, we're referring to a case of a barrel that's filled with food. There, even though the Mechaber in theory agrees that there exists an issue of steer of the Caliph, but he will concede in the case of a wine barrel that's considered secondary to the wine. Exactly the svar of the Chiddushei Aranus, or a merchant svar. That's what I thought. If that's the case, Rav Osai, we're saying there's no issue of steer. There's no issue of steer at all. There's no issue of steer? Why? Because whatever this covering exists around the food, is considered secondary to the food. It lost its status of a kli completely. Not because of the chavanish, that whatever is sealed up loses its status of kli. It's more the chavanish is sealed up an empty kli, it's considered ice kli. We'll say no. If you seal up an empty kli, it would be considered a kli. But if you seal it up around tuna fish, around some vegetables, it's considered to be secondary to the content, and then it loses its status of a kli. Seems to be the view of Moshe and Anach Tess as a very major kiddush. If that's true, then all the problems are solved. That's what I'm sure at the end of the Shiva. This solves all the problems, but don't tell anybody, it's a secret, and I'm not going to abuse it. This is better open up before Shabbos. But according to Rav Moshe, basically it's mutter to open anything, even though there should be really any sort of stira, because not mutter to get a chastira. The answer is, here it is not, it's not considered a kli at all. Like the Chiddushei Aranus more or less said it, and Rav Moshe said even the Kavah Chomer, in a case where the thing is going to be used only once, to throw it out. Adkan. Basically, it was the Rav Moshe's tremendous cool. Which is less of a cool than the Rav. The Rav is a bigger cool, as we said before. Now, the Ramah, we are Ashkenazi, right? Anybody Ashkenazi? What did the Ramah say over here? The Ramah said, a distinction between Chavis is a Mechala, and the Ramah, a few words. She'enem Achzekes Arboim So. Where'd this come from? The difference between what our barn saw, shear mikvah, right? Shear, it's a very big shear, it's a kli gadol, and therefore there's a greater issue, as opposed to a kli katan, which is a more kal. Oh. There's no issue of stira when it comes to a kli katan. So the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Ches asks the kasha. So why wasn't he matter to break a kli shalom? There are more holes, there's no problem less than Avraham Saw, you shouldn't send them a first. The answer is, we know the answer, because the answer is the Chazanish answers in effect. Sure it's awesome. You know why it's awesome? Shema Yivne. The way we have it now, Gemara and our Tosas, and Tosas based on the Gemara Beitza. It's not an issue of stira as such. It's an issue of shema yivneh. Shema yivneh. That's the case. The Ramah at least holds ain't stira b'kelim. But there was a quote of the Mechaber Siv Zion, Siv Sol, the HDR became. We wanted to kvetch out by saying with the solution around it depends upon what kind of clear it is. The which is holding full of food inside or not. If it's full of food inside, it's considered secondary and not loaded into Shvir's Kalim. If it's sort of empty-ish, then there isn't a Shvir's Kalim. That's what we suggested. And based on the solution around, the Suda around, the member. But even if you reject my logic within the Mechaber, I'm asking you to please accept the quote of the Ramah. The Rambam made a distinction between a big kli and a small kli. So apparently, when it comes to a small kli less than Abraham saw, then there will be no issue of steering the kli. So therefore, there are really three separate as far as the hakel over here. One, the Rambam denies steering in small kli. Two, even the Mechaber denies steering the kli in a situation in which it's a chavis which is filled with food, and steer of Moshe. Usually we deny both of these things. And you say, there isn't any sphere of the Kalim, but if it's made for one-time use, then it's completely secondary to its contents, and therefore it should be put as per Sifkes. Oh. Let's go back to Sifkes. Yes, sir.
When you talk about the issue of Shema, the Mishnah says that you can't, like, even though the life of the Scabbard was so sweet, actively, and Rashi defined it as making a nice testimony. Any of these things, you start to be careful.
Oh, very good. Excellent point. What about the Pesach story? So, the Shulchan Aruch says the Furish. The Shulchan Aruch says the Furish. I feel the bidden she'ena osifli. I feel the neck of Yama osif. So, Mr. Brewer writes some cut in Ches. Okay, what's the Loma? She'ena osif, neck of the Pesach, el Shogra. And even the neck of the Alma, which is Eino Yoke, right? It's still us. And Mr. Brewer writes earlier, in Sukkot and Hay, you can't make a neck of Yoke. Buadin, I think this is what Mordechai said before. Buadin, Imatis Roshim Alamala, Umechaben Liyakos Hashvira, Shetishoer Old Kli. Both Rashi and Beit. What does that mean? In other words, maybe it could be two different prohibitions. One way you're going to slice them in the way that should be clean right now, and one way you're going to subsequently play with it, smooth it out, and then make it into a clean. Both are prohibited. Right? So you cannot be, you have to be very careful not to make it into a clean. It's a very serious problem. It could be a shayla of a d'oraisa. In other words, what are we afraid about? We're afraid that you're gonna make it into a beautiful Pesach. Okay, you can be miyakba the shvira. Okay, a Pesach na. Fine. Again, when? So the Chazon Ish, I think, learned, like Mordechai Lemshah, will vajra yiskavi and lasos kli at that time. Right? At that time. Whereas others would say no. Uvashay Skama Shini subsequently. It's a shayla. This discussion which we had earlier. Uvashay Skama Shini, what does that mean? At the moment that you're breaking it, you're going to be very meticulous and do it in a precise way. Is that what we're worried about? Or we're worried about, no, we're worried about that you're going to subsequently, you know, do microsurgery, you know, and be precise in terms of evening it out. The truth is, it seems to me, you have a can opener that we have it. It's not shy of a Pesach Yoke. It's jagged. You're going to put your hand there, Chas V'Shalom. It's dangerous to put your hand over there and cut you. And there's no specialized shape. You better just take off the whole top. I don't think any problem with Pesach Yoke in Muska. I told you that before. Rav Shmuel Mazam is the Chalash and additional Chiddush, but even though he's a Stira by our camp, I still a little bit possible to measure for that. That's not true. But as far as Shemayat at Pesach Yom, either the Shaita or afterwards, neither apply, it seems, to our kings. However, if you make a Pesach Yom, then it's a disaster. So Mr. Brewer.
You can have a case where Pesach Yom is possible because there's no history of Shemayat.
True.
But that's the Mishnah.
Right.
The Mishnah is the case where the notice of certain discovery is still a possibility of Mishnah Yachal.
True. True. Take a look over here in Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Vav. There it says, the Mechaber says, we're afraid. What happened over here? We're afraid. It's Zepes, it's Mustaki. And still, you can't make it with Nek of Yofa, because you're Mesakim on even though it is Mustaki. Okay? You know it is Mustaki. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sukkot Vav. I am the Taz Masmid Afilu, the Nekav, the Nekav Kotman. Saying also the Achmas Alahosi. Gam can also have Kaponim with Rabbana. I feel the chavis kazu shehiru uwa. The neck of Godo, she also lahachas of the hotzi, yesh for Yisra Torah, the chen masmah the beer as well. So what do we see is very important. You can look, if you want Mr. Bruy, you have the regular Shavana, but look it up in the Tazal on the Gra, on these words. What is he saying over here? You can have a clear uwa. The clear itself is nothing. But if you make a Pesach Yofet, then this is our Isa. To make a, I repeat, to make a Pesach Yofet and a clear uwa, is an Issa Daraisa. An Issa Daraisa. Chazanish says that if a person takes a, we'll call it, when I was growing up, we used to call it pineapple juice can. What am I using that expression? They use a way to do it. They would take a triangle can opener and make one hole here and one hole there. Why make two holes? Who knows physics? Right. If you don't make two holes, it doesn't really come out. But the air, we have air. So the Chazanish writes, he thinks that he's a Daraisa. It's a very big problem. You think of two triangles and you make two holes, and what's going, the air is going in, then the liquids are going out, back and forth, and you can use this one to this one, for either way out. And he's a Daraisa. Either can is a temporary can, you can throw it out in an hour from now, it doesn't make a difference. It sounds like. You made a Pesach Yofet. It seems to be an independent prohibition of Golem. Take a hold of nothing, right? It's a very big Kiddush. I guess it's some tithe and blessed with Shia. Remember, we said if I tie something and I throw it into the garbage and it stays in the garbage forever that way without ties, I'm tight. That's what you mentioned, Shlomo Zalman, right? Marashi and Sufi. So here too, I'm making a Pesach Yofet. The nature of the Israel's Pesach Yofet doesn't remain. I don't can go into the garbage. It's going to remain a Pesach Yofet. And today they crush things, not that way. They crush things. What do they do when they go out? The Pesach Yofet would be cracked. Maybe it would be different as man as it would be a Daraisa. No? Maybe. But if you need the sky in.
I thought even Mustaki would get.
Mustaki one?
Would also get, fall apart.
But how come I'm asking you a kasha? How can the Taz and the Gros say a Pesach Yofet? Mustaki is a Daraisa. But it's Enosho Kayama?
Yeah.
Then are we working with something that binyan the Shah, lo ade binyan, against that Yerushalmi? Spoke about 2 weeks ago, or last week?
You were saying the binyan is the whole itself.
The whole itself, I agree.
The whole
itself. Even hope that the whole can's going to get crushed tonight, then how can we say that the binyan Shah Tayyamah, the whole can's going to get crushed, for the whole will no longer be there as such? Beautiful hole, fancy triangle can opening like this. But the whole is going to get smashed in the garbage. Maybe in the old days they didn't smash it, when they threw it in the garbage and they left it there. So it's comparable to that old Rashi and Sukkah with the Shemir Shabbos. And that's what it means. See, the Chazanish.
Where did the Taz say this?
Don't say it's not there. Mishnah Berurah calls the Taz.
Which one?
I don't know. I have a Mishnah Berurah on the word Misakin Mun. I am the Taz. I don't tell you which Sukkot it is. I am the Taz. It's not there?
No,
I think that's all of them. It's hard for me to tell you who you are. Misakin Mun is the Sifal. There should be a Taz in the words of Misakin Mun. There's no such Taz.
Yeah.
I must tell you that the Shmiras Shabbos in Orach Chavav is called on the Chazanish. Here. Chazanish writes, the person makes two holes, one to bring in the air and one to push out the liquid, it's chayav katas. Shemati megrash azarabach, it's not true. Not true? Then if you make even one hole, it should also be chayav katas. Why? Because the only way that the stuff can go out, if the air comes into that hole, it'll go boom, 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 it's still the hotness. The answer is, you don't count air. Not that Rav Shlomo was out of oblivious to the science. He knows science as well as anybody else. See, we're not discussing air. Us and us means something of substance, not air. That's the happiness of the whole scene. Your happiness fresh air. Yeah, but that's a good question. I assume what Rav Shlomo means that there, because there are two different kinds of air, so it's here. In other words, there is noticeable what the guy's doing. The air is the whole thing. Here, for the untrained eye, that's not any science, nothing's going in, it's just going out. We know science that the air has to go in for it to go out, but that's not so clear. As opposed to, you know, the bad smells, everyone understands there's different negative to change. That's why Chat and Flemazam. That's what he says. Rav Moshe is the same thing. Rav Moshe says, in Igros Moshe, if you open up a milk container, it can be Otzim and Atar. Yes? A milk container with a specialized spout. It could be Otzim and Atar. Why, says Rav Moshe? Because sometimes a person will pour milk into a cup, and it won't leave half of it all. What's it going to do? They'll pour it back into the container. Also, the hotness of the whole tea. Obviously, Rav Moshe is not taking into account air. So that's probably all like a flame is out. So Rav Moshe seems to be saying in that tshuva, opening a milk container in a specialized spout is an Isser Min Hatoru. It's a famous story by Yaakov Kamenetsky, the father of the Brahma. Someone once asked him if he wanted to open up a milk container on Shabbos. So I heard this from someone, I think he was there. And he said, sure, give it to me. And he opened it right in front of him on Shabbos. Cool. That's what Moshe says, he says, all right, sir. The guy can did it like this. Right in front of all the yeshiva there. Wow, so like my blood, so like cuss, so like cuss. Yeah. So I never understood, how can it be about this? Someone once gave me a lot, like I thought from the Pumper Road. Big person, the Pumper Road from Williamsburg. He writes pages and pages trying to explain why it's limited to open up a little container on Shabbos. I don't understand. After all the pages, I don't understand. It seems to me, maybe he's working with an assumption that this opening was once there before, and he's sort of reopening it. Not true. There used to be for many years a milk factory right in their river village. Now they used to sell them, they don't make it there anymore. They don't bottle it, close bottle it there anymore. Down on near 230th Street near Broadway, there's a little called Country Delight. They can go there, they sell milk. So, I saw how they did it. They took a cardboard, the cardboard was straight up, like this, it was an assembly line. Then they gave two pinches from the side, and then it would go whack, like this. There never was a spout before. Then it was a spout, and then they opened it, and they closed it, and that spout never existed before. Moreover, it's shut, glued, shut, meant to be able to, you pour, turn upside down, and it comes out. That's a very significant closure. If it seems to me, I thought Pashkar of Moshe was right. Shail of a Doraisa. That's what I thought. Chazanish says no. There's no Issa Doraisa. It's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, the Beit Olam and Gimel Lamed Beis. Is it Doraisa over here? Or is it the Rabban over here? If you have a clean mustaki and you make a Pesach Yotah. So Rashi says, it's the last Tosis of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Mustaki Mizuha Epepe, so Ru'uha, if you're Rashi, the Lo Hashina, the Tikkun Kli, the whole Ru'uha Harbe, that means we're not afraid of it happening. But if we were afraid of it happening, what would the stakes be? How high of a level would it be? Would be a derisa. And the only reason we didn't have to be some said, we're not afraid it's going to happen. And Tosis says, no. The cave on the name of Dubokim Bezepes, when a chatichas shlemus, lo have shum tikkun kli. We mean lo have shum tikkun kli. But there's no reason to derisa. Even if you make a neck of yofa, it's still not a doraisa. And the Chazanish taxes the halacha like curses. But even if you make a neck of yofa in your milk container, in your milk cart, and you pour milk back into it, also that's the whole thing. Still, since it's ra'uwa, there's no isa doraisa. Also, but the rabbana, much better. So, machlokas, Rashi and Tosis. Fine. Mishnah Berurah passes like Rashi. Yeah. So the Maisa, you mentioned before that the Mishmir Shabbos, the Ora Yud said it's considered a Kli Ra'uwa because he's throw it out. He said it already once with respect to the Easter of Stira. Now I say it again with respect to the Easter of Pesach Yoch, it may not be the Raisa going to Shita Satosis because it's Ra'uwa. I don't understand what he's saying. If a pineapple juice can, that's powerful, no? That's powerful. That's what a Maisha holds like me. That there would be a problem of making a whole a neck of yofa and these kind of things. The only thing he's not afraid it's going to happen. Not afraid it's going to happen. means a big problem. Even if you make a little hole in the bottom, it's still a problem of a Pesach Yofa on top. Seems to me, therefore, the biggest problem of all when it comes to opening cartons and cans is a Pesach Yofa. That could be a shot with the rice, potentially. Even in all that pan won't help you before. That the same steel the kelim won't help you. The hatter that is considered secondary to the kindness of the rye won't help you. Rav Moshe's cooler is considered secondary because it has liquids inside, won't help you. Rav Shlomo is down the svara, it's considered supposed to be, won't help you. Nothing can help you. It's still flirting with the chance of the rice. Where do you have a Pesach? You have two cases. One, I believe, is the milk container. It's a terrible thing. Milk containers are opening all the time. I'm saying that he had the first. Soda cans. Soda cans is a very specialized kind of an opening on top, so they need to be able to drink from it. To my mind, that's prohibitive. Maybe the lights are going to the it goes off in the air. Right? That's a big problem. People I see also, they have a kiddush on Shabbos. They start popping up the soda cans. Yeah. I think that's a big problem. That's a Pesach Yofa, it seems to me. So here I'm a funny, my psak is funny, where I'm more mocking when it comes to these Pesach Yofas with respect to the milk container and the soda can than I am with respect to a regular tuna fish can. Yeah, there's ground to be made though. Still better open before Shabbos, but if you start ground to be made, as opposed to the soda can and the milk container. If you have to open milk on Shabbos, what do you do? Baby needs milk, you've got to, what do you do? You know what you do? You punch a hole in the bottom. That's what you do. Pick a hole in the bottom of the container, and all the milk will come out, collect it in a pot or something. So that's what happened when I was old years, I had to have the milk and the children, whatever. And I forgot, for Shabbos, make a hole in the bottom with a sharp knife, a gaping hole, and all the stuff will just come into a pot, and collect it in a pot. I believe so. Now my last topic for the day, we'll end in a few minutes, is soda bottles. We'll call these Israel loop bottles. The same idea. They have now a lot of kinds of bottles which are closed with what they call screw off tops, twist off caps. For those who are young, let me tell you, this is a relatively new invention. When I was growing up, they didn't have it. Didn't exist. How they opened this, how they opened the They had a thing on top of the wood and opened it. Now there's one place where Malaysia's sounding things that's not even allowed. That's wild. We assume everyone else that's allowed. But what about the twist off caps? Is that mutter or that us? The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, most of the Shlomo Zalman will ask them. Chelik Beis, not finishing. Chelik Aleph, or Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Ha'ora Sanach Aleph. Why? Because the Shlomo Zalman explains why. Because now that you've opened it up, now that you've twisted it off, and now it's loose, it can go back and forth, on and off, as a twist-off cap. You made it into a cleat? You made the cap into a cleat. I'll read you the lesson of the Shmir Shabbos. It is possible the Hashem Tzvichzer Hapach with Bakbuk Asher Psychoso Nefach the Hamichzer the Kli Royal the Shimish Kak Havraga Twist off cap. And the bottom right is Hashem Hachala the Kevin Shai the Psycho Osa Michzer Shad Asher Lohoya Royal the Shimish So the book of Simon Shinya Dalad is the Baruch Hafei That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says Hara Samachal, Perek Tess Yes hold on, we'll come to that. The Shlomo Zalman has about that. He says, maybe if you take it and throw it out. How does that help? He quotes the case in Sukkot. Lo tzricha d'Israel shana achwiki. We discussed it on Chos Kukul Gimel. Right. It's a kind of a segregation the lonichle with the rabbana. If I have 10 battle caps lying around from during the week, so I open my shop and I throw it out. That's a really good idea. Open it up and keep extras around and then throw the ones that are from the front and then you throw them out. It's a grace on the Bilal Rabban. Good idea? Good idea? Oh. He quotes that. It's only the book of Mitzvah. Maybe it's only the book of Mitzvah. Yeah. Yeah. Still, it's what the call for the Yisrael. So, I don't think anything. It's a grace on the Rabban. It's what Shabbos cooking, they don't say anything about the Mitzvah. Doesn't say anything. But then he says, maybe we should make a hole at the top. The Gemara says around 12 lines down, Hai Siyana Shori, or Itma Siyana Osolokasha, or the Ispe Tefa, or the Lespe Tefa, so Grasha Siyana, Kovish Olevet, Palteritz. So it's us. Why is it us? It's the Machlokos that we show him. Rashi implies it's us because it holds up. We're afraid it's going to fall off and you're going to carry it. But in certain circles, they will never wear a yarmulke under their hat. Because they're afraid if the yarmulke under their hat. Father of Moses Caesar, then making a hole in the cab can be in violation.